The Torah says, the Sefilas Hashem says to Ramchal, "Im tizvoinim b'hoiva b'roiva oilam." If you look around at the world, you'll see, "Kiroiv anche aseichel hamoyer." Most of the people who have quick minds, that pick from Hacharibim, and those are sharpies, Yosimu roiv hizvoininam, put most of their hizvoininus, they put most of their understanding, v'istaklusam, and their interest, v'dakus ha-chachmus, in the very, very edel of chachmus, v'oimiki yunim, tifazachim, ish, ish, kipina tiasifloi, v'fishkul ativi, each one according to what he has a gishmakin. Ki ish ad yitrukum oiv v'mechkar b'yav v'tavada, some people are into science. Tachem yitlu koli yunim l'tkuna l'andosa, some people to math. Achayim l'malachis, others into malachis, I think the English translation says arts. V'achayim, yikonsu yoyser al akkadis, there are those who have an interest more in ruchnius. The Hainu Limud HaTayra HaKadosha Mehem Bilopol HaAlof is there are those who like Kilpol Mehem Bimidroshin, there are some guys who like Mashova Mehem Bifizke Adin, some guys like Psak, the one who plays him. They have all types of people. People use their minds for all types of good things. Ach Ma'atim Yu Min Amin HaZeh, there are very few people Ashi Yikbu Iyun V'Limud Al Yonish Shlemus HaVeda. How many people can you count on one hand who spend time on Iyun V'Limud Yonish Shlemus HaVeda? How many people do you know? Think to yourself, start the count. Everyone's finished? So what's the shot? Ala Ava and Avas Hashem. Do you know what Avas Hashem means, Michal? It's a mitzvah deraisa. That's what you came into the world for. It's the highest darga. Chayyus Lavovitz says Avas Hashem is the highest darga. He after everything. Does anybody have any idea what Avas Hashem is? Does anybody have any idea how to get to Avas Hashem, Michal? Not the faintest idea. Ala Yira. Does anybody know what Yerushalayim is? Does anybody know what the details of Yerushalayim is? Does anybody know how to get to Yerushalayim? Alad Veikus, to be Dovak and Akadosh Baruch Hu. How does a person go about getting Veikus? Balkol Shah Felki HaChasidus, all the other ways of being a Chassid. V'lei Mipnei She'ein HaDvarma Eilei Yikar Me'atom, not because you think they're important. You'll ask somebody, is Avas Shemayim, is Avas Hashem important to him? Hey, Galvez, is Avas Hashem? What do you mean Avas Hashem? Avas Hashem? That's right, my father. There's only one point in Avas Hashem. If you'll ask them, these are the most important things. Not only that, they'll tell you, you can't have a person who's a chacham, she's a chacham be'emes. They'll tell you that avada, you can't be a chacham without knowing all these things. No. So if everyone agrees that Avas Hashem and Yerushalayim and Dveikus and Shleimus and Bitochen and Amunah is so important, so why doesn't anybody put any time into it? Zachmus Yil Sashar, Achmashala Yirbu La'ayin Olav, the reason why nobody bothers even being my is, if they write Pirsum Hadvarim Upshitusam, it's all Pashat, Etzlam, Shalay Yoralem Sarah Siam Yuzma, well, Avas Shemayim, yeah, come on, that's what I'm going to do, what's the Shalom? Yerushalayim. Yes, I'm Yerushalayim. What's it to be a Ma'ayin with? And therefore, what happens as a result of this terrible mistake? V'lo Yishar Limud Hadvarim Eilu Kriyas Hasvarim Yizam In. So who end up learning Musar? Nebuch. Kim Eitzel Oysam Shein Sichum Kol Kach Da. The guys who aren't made for the Tikh Hakira, they're not made for Boch Ber. Not only that, the Korv Liyos Gaz, they're a little bit thick-headed. She'eila tira oisam shaykhtim akol zeh. Those are the guys that you're learning most of. V'lo yazuzim imenu. They don't move from the Musa Sefer. Atchil afi minig anoy gweilom. Atchil dekat that the minig in the world is. Kishe tira echad mischasid. When you see somebody a stickle from, and you got a stickle chasid, a stickle oivir Hashem, letuch ol imana, the first thing you say to him is what? But Gaz HaSeichel is an idiot. He doesn't understand anything. V'ulam, as a result of this, comes out a terrible catastrophe. This minig is very bad for the chachamim or the chacham. It's bad for the chachamim, and it's bad for those nebuch who aren't chachamim. Why? Kikoyim it comes out shem eilu meilu yechzer chiz. Both of them end up with nothing. Yiyakam oyd is very hard to find. Dim to oisav oylem. Why? Ki yechzer min chachamim. The ones who really have the head to become bali moser to become oyd Hashem don't have it. Why? Lim yudiyunim boy because they don't learn it. And if they don't learn it, they have no idea what it is. Viyechzer min abilti chachamim. Those who aren't wise, they don't have any chachma. They don't have oyd Hashem. Why? Lim yitasek oseh because they don't really understand it. People think that being a chassid means saying to Hillel the whole day, Vivi, doing my ruchim long, viduiz, termes, kosher, fasting for a month, the tefillah is kara for shalach, I mean, tevil in frozen rivers, kulam devorah, masha'ein ha'sechom loch, mehem ve'en adas shaykhtar, it's not something which is in the kubla adas. The chassidus ha'amiti, and the real chassidus, ha'nirtha, ha'nechmot, rochoik, mitzir, seflein. And the real chassidus gets lost between the chairs, and nobody has it. This one doesn't have it, and that one doesn't have it. Yisil Sharam is saying something over here. It's something very painful, but it's something very true. When you see a guy who learns Musar, or you see a guy who's working on himself, or you see a guy who worked on himself, what's your first reaction to it? What's the first reaction that everybody has, and nobody can deny it? first reaction is he's a dope. And he can't learn, and he can't do halacha. I know you see a guy becomes a mashgiach, right? So what's the first thing you say to yourself? He couldn't become like a chair, he became a mashgiach, he couldn't find a job. So he learned musr, he's one of these guys, he likes musr. Let's be honest, that's the way everyone looks at it. You see a guy who's a shtickle, what he called, and a pashat is ach. Think about, you can give yourself a very simple litmus test. If you see, there are guys, sometimes you'll come to yeshivas, you have these guys who are always have a smile on their face. Good morning, they say to everybody, how are you? What's the first thing you say to yourself? So you say good morning back, you mumble jumble. No, there's something wrong with him. That's the first thing that everyone says to them. In the bitter, cruel world that we grow up with, whenever you see anybody who's a shtickel, a chassid, a guy who's a shtickel saintly, a guy who's behaving in a shtickel holy way, the first thing you say to himself is, he's not holding it. The first thing you say is, he's the best person he has for Pshat and Tesis. I have no idea whether the guy knows how to say Pshat and Tesis or not. Or you see a guy, he doesn't speak Lashon Hara. He doesn't speak Lashon Hara, you go to him, that runs away, he doesn't want to get Lashon Hara. Would you go ask him a Shver Rashba? Him or the other guy who's speaking Lashon Hara, who's the shrewd one? So our natural reaction is that the one who knows exactly what's Tutsach and what's Tutsach and who's going where and who's going where, he's the guy who has Pshat and Tesis, he's shrewd. The other one is a person. Yeah, but he doesn't have the head for learning, he doesn't understand Baruch Be'er or the Rajba, so he puts all his energy into Lashon Hara. That's unfortunately the way we look at it. Now, it's not the world, we laugh at the world, right? And the world, the world laughs at us. The world says that we're bench pressers, and we laugh at everybody else. He's saying a very, very painful thing, but everyone has to face up to it. Musr is in the corner, and anybody who puts in more than lip service to Musr, think about it, do you respect, something you're not to answer me. Do you respect somebody who learns Musr? Do you look up to him? Or you look up to him as a firm guy, like he's Kilo, what he calls. Do you look up to somebody who's learning Musa? You respect him, or you mizalta with him? So we know what the answer is. I only meant it as a hypothetical question. Why, by the way? Why are we mizalta somebody who learns Musa? Why are we mizalta somebody who works on himself? Why do we look at with disdain at the guy who says good morning to everybody who passes by in the hallway? Why? So I think that the answer is, Tifazach. And he's saying what the answer is. The answer is, because we look at the guy that he's wasting his time.
He's wasting his time.
Why is he wasting his time? That's what Shil Shom says. You're pashut wasting your time. You don't know what to do better with your time. You don't have better time to learn Musr. You know better with your time. It's a waste of time. You don't know what Yiddish that is. Well, you need to go learn Musr. You have some shach ahead. You know, he needs to learn Musr. This one, yeah. I always say this line. He needs to learn Musr. He's taka what he called. Not me. He's taka needs to learn. What's the pshat? The pshat is you look at Musr as a waste of time. And you look at Shil Shom as a waste of time, because I was Hashem, I know what it is, and you're Shemam, I know what it is, everything I know what it is. So it's a waste of time. Somebody who wastes his time is also with it, especially like that, he's wasting his time, putting his energy into Narashkai. Like a guy who takes the Hillel Behold. That's how we look at it. We look at somebody who's working on himself, somebody's about Musr, somebody's an Eved Hashem, somebody's trying to improve himself, we look at him as a Hillel Behold. And a guy, or worse than that, a Nachman guy, even arrogant is saying Hillel. Hillel is such a radical, this is something to Ellis. That maybe the Rosh Hashanah hit Tfilis. But this is even worse than that. This is not a number. One of them is Muslim. That's the way we look at somebody joining Muslim. And the reason is, and the tifkeit is what he's saying. And this is what I want to bring out. Muslim is a chokhmah. What Mishil Hashanah is saying over here is, if you understand that physics has a textbook on it, that you understand, that's something that you all understand for some reason. We understand the Muslim Gemara. You understand that there's rules, and there's one book, and there's another book, and there's another book. You understand that Lahabul El Alfi Abdullah, there are sugyas which have the Yamachesh Mishpat, a Baba Kam, and a Baba Mitzi, and a Ramban, and a Rajban, and a Rambam, and you understand that there's a Tokhan Alfi afterwards, and before that there was a Tor, and after that there's go down, there's Rishayim, and there's Zachorayim, and that you understand that there's information, and there's rules, and there's Londis, and there's Chilukim. It's a whole Chachm, Mechesh Mishpat, a Chachm, right? We don't come and do that, man. Every man was a Chachm. Yerushalayim is a Chachm, Yerushalayim is a science. Yiras Hashem is a science, and Avas Hashem is a science, and Dveikus is a science, and Shlemus and Avodah is a science, and Lishma is a science. And the minute that we're realizing that A, it's a science, and B, that if you don't learn it, you have no Shaykhus Bichlal to this Chokhmah. It's a whole Chokhmah, it's a whole Chokhmah. There are people, there were G'daylim who used to be experts in Yerushalayim, there were those who were experts in Avas Hashem, and there were those who were experts in Tveikus, there were those who were experts in Lashon Hara, and there were those who were experts in Anova. Anova! Anova is a lifelong Arabic. The person works his whole life in being on Anov, and how to be an Anov, and when to be an Anov, and what type of Anova to be. How do you get to Anova? The person has to have a Sogis and a Kodesh Baruch Hu to get to be an Anov. There's a Gevaldi Gazaf, there's a Meshe Chokhmah who says that it's very interesting. I'm going to give you a marshal. It says, there's a Meshe Chokhmah that says that Moshe Rabbeinu
It's very interesting that you know that it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah why Moshe Rabbeinu became who he was or what he was. The only thing it says in the Torah about Moshe Rabbeinu was that he was an honor. The Moshe Rabbeinu, you have a person, Moshe Rabbeinu, who was a Kabbal player, Tel Tel Dabba boy. We don't know anything about him. Why he was chosen, what he was chosen, how he came to be what he became, how he steig, how he grew. He wasn't, he obviously, what he was wasn't because of he was the Bechira. Nobody is not saying as Yichus by Kodesh Baruch. He was the golden Mikulim because he worked on himself. All the Torah says about Moshe Rabbeinu is that he was an honor. Say it. What does that do with anything? The Meshach Chacham says, Dov Anoira. He says that real Anova comes from Hasog and HaKadosh Baruch. The person has a Hasog of HaKadosh Baruch. He has a Hasog of the Gadlus of Hashem. And he has the clarity of where he's coming from, who he is, in relation to HaKadosh Baruch. Insofar as a person has a Hasog and HaKadosh Baruch, that's as much as going to be an Anova. That's Pasha. Who's the Spitz Anova? The person who's the Spitz Dov and HaKadosh Baruch. The person who has HaKadosh Baruch on his mind all the time, he's the Spitz Anova. So Moshe Rabbeinu's Maila wasn't that he was an honor. Moshe Rabbeinu's Maila was that he wasn't Messiah Dasam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because as much as he wasn't Messiah Dasam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as much as he had a Hasog in the Gadlus of Hashem, that's as much as he was an honor. So his Maila was that he was Dovah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu the whole time. We have a Muslim what it means to be Dovah. So I'll give you an example. Anova comes from Dveikus and Hashem. Anova comes from a Muslim of Gadlus Hashem. Is that something that you ever think about? And then when you start to think about it, on what level do we think about it? What do we know about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What do we know about where Musa Yisbarach? And then, do we think about our relationship to Ramon Moshe's Baruch? So what are you going to tell me? You'll tell me, you can say it. That takes 5 minutes. I would say the Pasuk not like that. I always tell the Bachurim. The Pasuk in Devarim, it says that before Moshe Rabbeinu died, he came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he said to him, V'eschanan al Hashem, Ata hachiloisa la'ares l'avtacha. And Adam Godel once pointed it out to me. Yeah, Meister. Moshe Rabbeinu was 40 days and 40 nights up in Shemayim a number of times, and Peh Peh Adaba boy, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malamin him called Terah Kula, and he comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, we just started, give me some more time. We just started, Atach Eloisa, we just began. It's a shocking zach. Moshe Rabbeinu, before he died, after 120 years, after Terah Peh Adaba boy, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu was told him, what's about Atach Eloisa? It means Moshe Rabbeinu had a musig that in the Gadlus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no end to the Hasagah. The person can get more and more and more and more and more. And Moshe Rabbeinu always lived with the Hargosha that I'm still at the beginning. That doesn't mean he was depressed. It doesn't mean that he was upset. It doesn't mean he didn't appreciate what he had. But he had the Hargosha that Hasagah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was endless. And Anova is endless. I'm just giving you a mashal. We're not holding a dagger to Moshe Rabbeinu, we're not close to that. But I'm giving you a mashal that you have a midah of Anova, for example, which is rooted in something very deep. And something which is endless, and something which you can spend your whole life and work on, and still be in a massive Atah Hilaisa. But it's a whole Chachma, it's a whole world. It's giving a mushroom. V'chehena, with all the other meanings that a person has. So we're talking here about a whole science, with details, with teeth guidance. And you're only going to be as far as you know. You're only going to be what you know. So the reason why we're Mizdalzu and those who learn Musar is not because we have anything against Frumkite. Because we don't see a Talos in it. Well, what can it be already? That means there's another tifka behind it. The tifka behind it is that we're satisfied with what we are. We're satisfied with what we are due to ignorance. We're satisfied with what we are because we don't believe that there's anything more than what we have. It means there's a shocking zach. In first grade, and when you were 4 years old, your mother gave you your shemayim. And your first grade there, we told you your shemayim of Aparo in the Marcus. Second grade, I got more. Third grade, no. Fourth grade, you started Mishnayis. So third grade, depending where you went. And that's it. That's the Avos Hashem, that's the Yir Shemayim that you're living with your whole life. Here and there, you hear a Vertel on the Parsha, which gives you some Azarius. In 9th grade, Rebbe made you feel guilty. 10th grade, Rebbe was optimistic. 11th grade, Rebbe you didn't get along with. And then you're here. And before you know it, you get married. It's not so funny, by the way. I know. It's very scary. And you live with a shallow, superficial Yir Shemayim, a 1st grade Yir Shemayim, and a 1st grade Avos Hashem, and a kindergarten Gaiva, and a 2nd grade Anofa. And all the other medias are just thrown to the wind because nobody puts any time into it. And you go through life like that. The superficial of Avodas Hashem. And you know, it's shocking. You think I'm exaggerating. I see you think it's funny. Think about it. When was the last time you ever invested time into building up your Yerushalayim since P1A? When Moro, whatever her name was, described the Marcus in vivid form. When was the last time you ever worked on your Yerushalayim? When was the last time? Remember the time that you advanced your Yir Shemayim from age 4? So how can it be that everything else, all the other things, you advanced since age 4, 5, and 6? And Yir Shemayim is still rooted back in kindergarten. That's what Yir Shemayim is rooted on. What they told you back then, the Moedani, and Tereh, and there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's it. So what did all the G'day Leilam do all the years afterwards? It's Eretz Yisrael. It also did. You don't say it out, but they didn't understand that they needed advice. We don't need it. We're rooted stark. Let's continue. He said, "Dabar Poshet Nilsa Dolerami Alei De Enash." Something which is not on a person's mind. Lava Daita. He doesn't think about. Every person who's Yashar has chaloisav yisay daisav. You have the foundations at the beginning of these things, like I just said. I'm not being extreme. We do have the beginnings of Yerushalayim. What are the beginnings of Yerushalayim? You know that there's Rabbanu Shalom, you know that there's Gehenim afterwards. You know that if you do averus, you feel guilty. And that's it. That's a very, very weak and superficial Yerushalayim. It's not developed, it's not comprehensive, and you don't live with it. You know it, like I said, as a fact. But it's not something that you live with. Ray, he says, in lo yasek v'hen, if you're not going to be oisek with these things, yira protav lo yakirim. You can walk right by Yerushalayim. You won't even know that it's Yerushalayim. You don't know what Yerushalayim is. Yavar alein v'lo yargish bom. You won't even notice it. Ray, he says, ki ein divrei achad. Listen carefully now. I'm saying now a huge yisoid, which I want to speak about at length and explain it. Ray, ki ein divrei achasidus v'inyone ha-yira v'ar v'toros ha-leiv. Divam v'dvam v'adam. They're not natural in a person. Actually, you start with emsalim with noisim that you don't need means to quiet them. Ela yimtzu oisim and eodam be'atzum kamoishi yimtzu kolter nesem etivius. There are certain things which biologically are part of us. Kishena, you go to sleep. You don't need to learn musa to fall asleep. Vayikitza, eventually you get up. Harav, when you're hungry, you don't need a big decision. Vasoiva, when you fall asleep, never. You have to find the means and the agents to acquire them. Why? I want to explain something at length a little bit over here. Mesil Sashom is raising another issue. One reason why people don't learn Musar, or they look at the Lamed Musar as being an idiot and shaitan, is because they don't realize that it's a whole science, and they don't realize that there's a whole world of Chokhmah. There's Chokhmah. There's Chokhmah. Firstly, there's pure wisdom, and there's intricate wisdom, and there's deep wisdom in Musar. That's the first thing. But there's another reason why people don't learn. And the other reason why people don't learn is because everyone thinks that it's inside them naturally. I want to explain something to you. Why, Taka, don't we have Avas Hashem and Yerushalayim biologically? What's Taka the Oymik of Pshat? We get up, biologically. Go to sleep, biologically. You eat, biologically. They're biological things, they're part of us. Yerushalayim and Divrei Musar are not. Why not? There's a famous kasha from Ritzel Petterberg. I once spoke about it, his framework, but we'll say it over again. I want to give you a mashal. It's mashal me'inyana di'ayma. Let's say you're on the way to the wedding of an Abraham. And the driver gets lost, he's on his way. You find yourself all of a sudden in the middle of Ramallah. Nothing less. Not Harlem. Not Brownsville. Ramallah. Close your eyes and think for a second. So after you finish saying Vidui, your knees are shaking. Not only your knees are shaking, you're meshuga from fear. You're crazy. I don't want to be married, I don't want to have nightmares. But your mama, you're going crazy. Your knees are shaking, your hands are shaking, you're davening like you've never davened before. Without the drama, I want to dramatize it more. What's the pshat in that, by the way? Why are you so afraid? Why are your knees shaking? Who asked your knees to shake? So the answer is, we'll break it down, your brain sent a message to your nervous system, who sent a message to your muscles to shake. That's the shot, by the way, Agav. What did your brain say? Your brain, unfortunately, heard the news a few months ago. You know that Ramallah is not Borough Park. And your brain said, sent a message to your nervous system, and your nervous system sent a message, now's the time to shake. That's the shot, by the way, Agav. So why is it that on Erev Rosh Hashanah, when we know that Sifri Chaim and Mason, Munachim Lefanach, it's not much like Ramallah, and everyone believes in it, B'lev Shalom, you ask anybody with a lie detector, says, do you believe that on Rosh Hashanah, Sifri Chaim and Mason, Munachim Lefanach? Sufun Lufan. You believe it? Zichun. But it's not Ramallah, my friends. Nobody's shaking and nobody's scared. The same brain, the same nervous system, the same feet. Why don't our feet shake before Rosh Hashanah? Halei, we believe in it. We Bamas believe in it. I'm not talking about that we don't. We believe in it. What's the answer? It's a kasha which should bother all of us. So one thing is that we don't believe enough. It's true. We certainly don't believe enough. If we believe it, like we believe, like we rely on the Chevra over there, if we rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we rely on the Chevra Ramallah, so Mishtam Ahu needs Mashiach. That's one darga. But even when a person has real Amun and a person really believes, why does it affect our physical situation? This is a question, by the way, which perturbs us in every area of Musa.
Why taka? Isn't it like hunger? Hunger is biological, it's part of us, but I can show you many things which aren't like hunger and have an effect on our physical things. Fear! Fear! By the way, it's not just fear. I'm using it as a negative example. There's all types of things, a pleasure, where a person imagines something, and you can almost feel the pleasure. Your saliva starts to run already. You think about it, you're ready an hour before supper, and you're ready thinking about what's going to be. Everyone knows. Pleasure, pleasure. Why is it that when it comes to things of Yir Shamayim, it's not biological? It's something which you have to learn and work on. So Ritzel Paterberger says in your site, he says, of course, Baruch Hu created a person's Bechira like that. He says, if every time you would learn a Shtikl Musar, your knees would start to shake, so you would never do an Avera ever in your life. I tell you, Sefer Chaim Vesem for number. You know that Rosh Hashanah by Tkiyah Shefer, you're coming before a firing squad, so you would never do an Avera the rest of the year. That's another point. The same way that if you were in Ramallah, you wouldn't do an Avera. Why would you do an Avera Ramallah, by the way? You think of doing Avera Ramallah, you think of Lashon Hara Ramallah, sitting on the bus, you think of Lashon Hara. Your last minutes on earth, would you spend it speaking Lashon Hara? Why? Because it's in front of you, right? So what's the pshat? We know how the world runs. The Teretz is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a mechanism that it doesn't go in. When it comes to Yir Shamayim, that's where the koyach of the Yetzer Hara is. The koyach of the Yetzer Hara and the battle of the Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer Tov is in that level, the level between knowledge and the level of feeling. And in that huge gap of things that we know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, that's where the Yetzer Hara comes in. The Yetzer Hara steps in right there and says, you know it? It's not going further. It's not going to affect your guf. Now, what's enough community that affects my guf? And I wonder if my knees shake or not. What am I making such a big tumble about? See, knees won't shake. What's the difference? You've davened a good Lashon Hara, you davened up a good year. Why is this enough community, by the way? So I want to tell you what's probably the most important yisoid in Musar, the following yisoid. I'll tell you with a mushal Rabbi Lafayan used to say over. Rabbi Lafayan used to say over a mushal that the Tsar once came to visit, the Tsar of Russia, Yimach Shemai, once came to visit some dorf far off. And the peasants over there, what's the they showing, they were happy to see him, they started to cheer. Hail the Tsar, long live the Tsar Nikolai Yimach Shemai visit. After an hour of cheering, so the Tsar wanted to go have a rest. So he went into one of the houses. What did the peasants know? They're not big chachamim. They went on cheering along. After a few minutes, a soldier came out and said, the Tsar wants to rest. Be quiet. They didn't understand. Continue cheering. Another half of a few minutes went by. But the soldiers came out in a good Russian manner. They took out their guns. And they said, it's finished. Everyone's quiet. So Rabbi Lapian says, what's the mushal? We have a guf and we have an neshama. The neshama is pure seichel. Neshama understands seichel, seichel piece of neshama. The guf leider in our matzev doesn't understand 100% seichel. The guf, the nebuch, after the chet of Adam Rishon and after all the chatam and after all our chatam, became very gashmizdik and doesn't understand seichel. It's like the Russian peasants. You talk to them, you explain to them, you masbid to them, you beg them. They don't understand. You have to put a gun to your head. In order for us to stand up to Nisyonis, our knees need to shake. Because the bout is a battle between the guf and the neshama. The neshama knows everything, the neshama knows what's going on. But it's our guf that operates on the Nisyon. The purpose of Musa is to operate on the guf. The purpose of Musa is to put a gun to the head of the guf. Because the neshama knows it. But the neshama is not the one who carries out the operation. The neshama is not the one who does it. And our guf don't understand the same language that our neshama's guf. Our guf understands guf talk. And that's why the purpose of Musar is to talk to the guf, not to convince the neshama. A person's ruchni is the katzad. What do I mean ruchni is the katzad? I'll explain to you, how do you feel at Nila from Kippur? That's your ruchni is the katzad. You haven't eaten for a day, you're kulei dovek and kulei dvohu, you're floating like a malach already. But during the rest of the year, we have our gashmi is the katzad. The gashmi is the katzad doesn't understand the Musar. The gashmi is the katzad doesn't understand the seichel. He hears it, he believes in it, but it doesn't talk to him. And that earlier Lapian says, that's like the Russian peasant, but that they have to take out a gun. The gun is Musar. The purpose of Musar is to talk to your guf. The purpose of Musar is to convince your guf. The purpose of gufer is to make an impression on your guf. What do I mean? If we're going to learn in Perek Aleph that Olam Hazeh is only a prosdor, Olam Hazeh is only a passageway through, so the purpose of that line of Mishul Shema is not to convince your neshama, your seichel, your head, that's a passage. Your seichel knows that's a passage. Oh, I bet your seichel knows that's a passage. Oh, but your guf is feeling right at home here. And cold man, your guf's gonna feel it all here, you're not gonna win any battles, you're not gonna win any nisyonis. Because our nisyonis are nisyonis on the guf level. Plus it, a battle with the guf. The guf wants X, and the guf wants Y, and the guf wants Z, kinna, taiva, kovin. The guf wants gishmak and zachim. And it's not enough to have seichel. You have to convince the guf. That's the oimik. Now why isn't it like that? Why taka isn't it that our guf understands what our mind understands? That's what Ritzel Paterberger said. That's the battle. That's the bechira that we have. The bechira that we have is, our bechira, says Ritzel Paterberger, is things that you know, that's not going to get you anywhere.
Somebody that you know in hand is not going to win one Nisayon, because your guf is running like a wild horse. Your guf is going to do what it wants anyway. You've got to make an impression on your gashmius. That means if you can get, I'm using as a mashal what he says in Perek Aleph, if you can get a hargosha, the ilm hazeh is temporary. Now, you're not going to get the mashal. I'm using as a mashal. You all know the famous story of the Chofetz Chaim, that the guy came into him and the Chofetz Chaim asked him, "Where's your furniture?" So he said, "It's in Chicago." So he says, "Why don't you bring it with you?" So he said, "I'm only traveling through." So the Chofetz Chaim said, "I'm also only traveling through. So I have as much furniture as you do," which is true, by the way. He had less furniture than the guy traveling in Chicago. What's the chat, by the way? The guy from Chicago, when you're sitting in Radin, you feel a stranger. It's the world. The Chofetz Chaim felt when he was in Radin like he was from Chicago. He felt a stranger. So there's no tell on him why the Chazanish ripped up, why the Chofetz Chaim, when they put in wooden floors into his house, took it off, because he said it's moisture, and Chazanish don't need wooden floors. And Kol Shekein, when they put up curtains, he took them down. So the word is, when you're traveling from New York to Miami with a Greyhound bus, you don't sleep with your floors and your curtains. Those are floor curtains and suitcases and lamps and rugs and couches and knock a couch and a third couch and two cars, no room in the bus. Those are floor. Mr. Greyhound won't let you on the bus. So what's the chat? The third is, where are your cars? You're coming back, you're passing through. Is the word is that the Chofetz Chaim lived it, and we don't live it, we laugh at the jokes. Because we don't live it before, we don't have a hargosha in it before. So, the mashal, if a person would chazer over every day, that we're passing only through Eilam Hazeh, I'm giving a mashal v'amal, I'm trying to get the mashal across. If a person every day would remind himself for 5 minutes that he's only passing through. Now, what have to remind himself? Here's a kvaldik mashal. If I would call in every guy over here and tell you, is Eilam Hazeh forever? No. Are you going to live it forever? No. You're just passing through? Sure. Do you feel it? Well. So you're asking that here's something that you know, but you're also asking that if every day for 5 minutes you would remind yourself that Eilam Hazeh is only temporary, you're asking that you would feel etvos temporary, etvos temporary. What would the nafkamina be? It would be nafkamina. It would be nishyanis that you would win. Why? Because you don't just know that you're temporary, you feel temporary. And if a person feels that it's temporary, so in gewisse nishyanis, in gewisse taiva covet, a person would say, I'm only passing through anyway. Would you win all the battles? Would you give up on your house, car, coffers, everything? No, don't worry. You don't have to worry. Nothing will happen. Everyone's going to be, you're not going to lose out anything. But in big nishyanis, a person would efes have a hargosha. That's a classic muscle of something which is not biological. It's not like hunger, it's not like sleep, it's not like waking up, it's not something which comes natural, it's something that you know that Eilam Hazeh is only temporary. If I would ask any of you, I'd take a poll of you, I'd get 100% rating, Eilam Hazeh is temporary. Do you feel that it's temporary? Do you feel that you're passing through? Not a ki who's there. Why? Because milso, the lavadayte, a person doesn't think about it, it isn't part of him. And kol zman, it's not part of you, so it's something that you know in circle, but your guf doesn't feel it. And if your guf doesn't feel it, so when the moment of Nisayon comes, you're a lost case. You're also a lost case, because the Nisayon is on the guf, the Neshama doesn't have Nisayonis, your Ruchni Hezekatah doesn't have Nisayonis, your guf has Nisayonis. And your guf is in Eilam Hazeh 100%. So why does it not mean that I know it? Why does it not mean that I know that Eilam Hazeh is temporary? But my guf doesn't feel it. My guf feels 100% at home. So there's no chance you're going to win any Nisayonis. And that's what Bitzel Petterberger says, that's where our Bechira comes in. Our Bechira comes in, taking our knowledge, every Yid knows this, taking the knowledge and getting a feeling of it. Now, I'm using it again as a muscle. The concept of Eilam Hazeh is temporary. It's a very broad thing. There's all types of levels in temporary. There's all types of levels in Aroi. There's all types of understandings of what Eilam Hazeh is and what Eilam Hazeh is and what Eilam Hazeh is, what you're here for. I mean, when you start to think about that Eilam Hazeh is temporary, so that brings you to another thing. If Eilam Hazeh is temporary, so what am I here for? Then you begin to start talking about mitzvahs and everybody's Hashem. Eilam Hazeh opens up a whole new world for you that a person knows in the back of his mind, but you don't live it. You don't live with that feeling. And Kolzman, you don't live with that feeling, so on your guf it has no hashpah. And if it has no hashpah on your guf, so in the moment of Nisayon, we have no chance. That's the Nekuda that is saying. And that's the second reason why it's critical to learn Musa. The first reason is, like we said, is because it's a whole science. It's a science that you can't know without learning it, like any other Chochmah. That's the first thing. And the second thing is, that Bibal, the purpose is to make an impression on the guf, like we're saying. The guf, you can't make an impression with Seichel. The guf, you can't make an impression with Seichel. We have to talk to the guf. The guf is the one who's fighting the battle. The guf is the one who wants to do that davis. The guf is the one who has the tithes. And the only way to speak by the guf is by being me'ayin in it, and living in it, and hovering over it, and thinking over it. And that, by the way, was the ikr purpose why Rishol Salanta started the Muslim movement. The ikr nekuda that Rishol Salanta started the Muslim movement, if you read his letters carefully, and I hope one day you'll get to them, that's what he says in his letters. In his letters over and over and over and over, he says again, okay, you know, but you don't feel. And it's not in your guf. And Kolzman, it's not in your guf. There's nothing that's going to restrain your guf from running wild. What will restrain your guf from running wild is the fact that you live something. You live something, you chazer it over, you feel it. then it could become biological like hunger. Dik tzadikim, their dvekus in Hashem was biological. It was when they lived with HaKadosh Baruch Hu like they were hungry. They lived with HaKadosh Baruch Hu like they went to sleep. We're unfortunately very far from that. But the minute that we know that it's not part of us, so then we understand the importance of making it part of us. And like a little feather burger says, that's the ikur nekuda of bechira. The ikur nekuda of bechira is not to know. The ikur nekuda of bechira is to take what you know and get it into your guf. I just end off with the famous member of the Alta Fakelm. The Alta Fakelm said many times that we say every day in davening, v'adata hayoyim v'ashivoyis el v'alecha. There are two dargas. There's a darga of the yadata, you have to know. Then there's a darga of ashivoyis el v'alecha. Ashivoyis el v'alecha means what I'm telling you, that you're talking to your guf. The Alta Fakelm said a very sharp line. He said that everyone understands that before the yadata and after the yadata, it's black and white. If you don't know that 2 and 2 is 4, so you don't know. It doesn't exist by you. Or you don't know that 3 and 3 is 6, you don't know that. So he said that the distance between not the yadata and the yadata is the same distance as the yadata and hashevaisa. The same way before knowing something and not knowing something, that's the difference between geish me'ayin, before that there was nothing and now you know it. When you get to the yadata, relative to the hashevaisa is the same zero. Meaning, the viadata doesn't make any effect on the vashavayis at all. After the viadata, you start from scratch again. You start from zero. And the zero that we're talking about is the guf. In your seichel, you know. But your guf doesn't feel it. And close mind, your guf doesn't feel it. So we're like Russian peasants. And that's where the avodah was.